U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, Republican Alaska, released the following statement in response to reports that Taiwan will not be included in the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, IPEF, that the Biden administration is expected to unveil. I have been encouraging senior Biden administration officials for months not to leave Taiwan out of the Indo-Pacific Trade Pact, Senator Sullivan said. This is a strategic mistake that signals to Beijing they can call the shots economically in the Indo-Pacific. It's disturbing that the Biden administration appears to be doing exactly what the Chinese Communist Party wants, economically isolating Taiwan. Instead of isolating Taiwan, the Biden administration should be supporting this important island democracy as 52 Democrat and Republican senators recently urged the president to do. I have been supportive of many of the Biden administration's initiatives to strengthen and deepen our alliances in the Indo-Pacific, including the Quad, and the Australia-UK-US agreement. But leaving Taiwan out of this American-led economic initiative is exactly the wrong message to be sending as the Chinese Communist Party continues its aggressive authoritarian actions toward Taiwan and other democratic allies in the region. Background. On May 18, 2022, 52 senators submitted a bipartisan letter to President Biden stressing the importance of including Taiwan in any Indo-Pacific trade agreement. The letter can be read here. In a floor speech on May 5, 2022, Sullivan urged his Senate colleagues to tell the Biden administration to include Taiwan in any Indo-Pacific trade pact negotiations. His remarks can be found here. Sullivan visited Taipei, Taiwan in June 2021 along with Senators Tammy Duckworth, D. Eel, and Chris Coons, D. Dell, in a joint effort to underscore U.S. support for Taiwan. More information about the visit can be found here.